From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. The UN Security Council is meeting today to discuss possible sanctions against Libya for its bloody crackdown on anti-government protesters. Martin Fletcher is in Tripoli covering the story for the Times of London. He says the atmosphere is tense and fearful.
There's a real sense of foreboding. The last British nationals left today, the American embassy has closed, the British embassy is all but closed. We were warned by our government to, you know, this is our last chance to get out, and they encouraged us to get out.
Fletcher spoke with NPR's All Things Considered. You can hear more of that interview on that program later today. Elsewhere in Libya, NPR's Jason Bobian says the atmosphere is less fearful in the town of Tobruk along the Egyptian border.
One thing that's quite striking is that the old monarchist flag, the red, green, and black flag, is flying even at the border post to come in. They've taken down the green flag that has been the flag of Muammar Gaddafi, and they're running up the flagpoles, this old flag from 42 years ago. And you see that all over the place as you're driving across Libya right now.
NPR's Jason Bobian in Tobruk, Libya. Insurgents struck twice in Afghanistan today, killing at least 13 people, all civilians. Another 19 people were wounded. In the first attack, a car struck an improvised landmine in the eastern coast province near the Afghan border. Later, a man blew himself up at a sporting event in the western part of the country. Suicide attacks have increased across Afghanistan since last month. From New York to California, pro-labor demonstrators are marching in what's being billed as a 50-state day of solidarity with workers in Wisconsin. The governor there wants unions to make major concessions to help deal with the state's budget crisis. But it's the attack on collective bargaining that workers say they're angry about. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports.
The protests that began in Madison, Wisconsin have spread like wildfire. Unions say that Republican governors and legislators in Wisconsin, Ohio, Indiana, and New Jersey in particular are using their state's big budget problems as an excuse to go after workers' rights. Labor leaders have honed a single message. Republicans are pushing a radical conservative agenda that singles out and blames union workers even after they've made big concessions on wages and benefits, as is the case with teachers. Republicans deny they're trying to break unions, but have vowed to continue pushing legislation that limits collective bargaining rights as a necessary response to the nation's economic reality. Claudia Sanchez, NPR News.
The financial problems have prompted some governors to skip this year's winter meeting of the National Governors Association. Those who did come to Washington this weekend will be exchanging ideas on how to run their governments with less money without causing greater unemployment. This is NPR News from Washington. More aftershocks struck Christchurch, New Zealand today, hampering efforts to find people still missing from Tuesday's earthquake. At least 145 people died from the quake, which measured 6.3. Much of the downtown area was destroyed. Authorities in Canada are investigating whether underage girls were exported to the United States for arranged marriages to polygamists. NPR's Howard Berkus reports the criminal investigation was prompted by documents introduced in a court case in Canada.
The documents indicate that polygamist leader Warren Jeffs had three girls, 13 and younger, brought from a polygamist settlement in Canada to another on the Utah-Arizona border, where Jeffs then allegedly married all three. That happened from 5 to 7 years ago, but it was news to the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, and they've begun what a spokeswoman describes as an ongoing criminal investigation. The Mounties have investigated before, seeking evidence of polygamy, child sexual abuse, and human trafficking in Bountiful, British Columbia, which is home to the Canadian branch of Jeff's polygamous FLDS church. But there were no successful prosecutions. The new evidence comes from documents seized in a raid on an FLDS settlement in Texas in 2008. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
Space Shuttle Discovery is on its final mission. It's scheduled to reach the International Space Station within the hour. Discovery's six crew members will spend at least a week there, unloading supplies and delivering the first humanoid robot to fly in space. Discovery is the first in the Space Shuttle fleet to retire. Endeavour and then Atlantis will go on their final missions by midsummer. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.